It's a schuss and an honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, in Eretz Yisrael, it's Parshas Chukas, and in America, it's Parshas Korach, so we're going to spend more time on Parshas Korach. But a lot of these ideas intertwine. And again, it's such a jam-packed, rich Parsha, so much to do. But we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod that we could apply to our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Perek Tezayin Pasuk Aleph, Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kahas ben Levi. Korach, the son of Yitzhar, the son of Kahas, the son of Levi. As we know, he separated himself. The very famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Not famous, let's make it famous now. Perek Hamishi, Perek Hei, Mishnah Chof, Kol HaMachloike, Shehi L'Shem Shamayim, Sofa L'Skayim, U'She'in L'Shem Shamayim, Ein Sofa L'Skayim. Any Machlokes that's for the name of heaven, for the name of Hashem, it will last. And when it's not L'Shem Shamayim, it won't last. Ezehi Machlokes, Shehi L'Shem Shamayim. What's the Machlokes that's for the name of Hashem? Zumachlokes Hill of Shamai. That is a machlokes between Hill and Shamai. Usha Einu L'Shem Shamayim. Zumachlokes Korach B'chol Adaso. What's L'Shem Shamayim? That's a machlokes between Hill and Shamai. But what's not L'Shem Shamayim? What's not for the name of Hashem? Is the machlokes Korach V'Adaso. Korach and his 250 men that were with him. As the Gemara tells us, Sanhedrin, the great. They were great. They were great leaders. And the obvious question that a lot of Achronim ask, but specifically the Malbim lived in 1809 to 1879. His name was Meir Leibush ben Yechiel Michel Weiser. He was from Warsaw, and in 1859 he became the chief rabbi of Romania. He asked a bomb question. A lot of people ask this question. It doesn't make sense. Korach. What's not L'Shem Shamayim? Korach. Verse his Edoso, it should be Korach verse Moshe Rabbeinu. Korach, which we're going to speak about soon. Korach took on Moshe, he took on Aaron. Why is Shelol L'Shem Shamayim? It's not parallel. It doesn't make sense. It should say Korach verse Moshe. For example, if you're on a team, usually the whole team has to work together. I actually had one story, I said it last year, I don't know if anyone remembers, probably everyone remembers my story, it's always a basketball story, I haven't told one in a very long time with Corona, there's been no basketball, there's been no nothing, Baruch Hashem, I've been working a little still, but I remember when I was in 8th grade in elementary school, the one game that I actually scored a lot of points, was one game, my teammate passed me the ball, I was wide open for a layup, and I think I threw it over the backboard. It's like one of those embarrassing moments, like wide open, just like put it, hit the layup, and just throwing it over the backboard is not the thing. And I remember that he yelled at me. And I'm like, you yelling at me? And I'm like, yeah, come on, bring it on. And that game, I was on fire. I think I had 14 points. We were down by 2. And it was 40 seconds left, and I got the ball, and it went in. It's unbelievable. And we won that game. We won the game in overtime. Unbelievable. And again, why am I telling this story? Because it's interesting. It's probably the only thing you're going to remember this year. No, there's a lot of good Torah in this week's Parsha. But I wasn't against the captain who was mad at me. But we won. But normally a team works together. But it doesn't make sense. It should be Korach versus Moshe. It's not parallel. That's a question in the Malbim. Question 2. Vayikach Korach. And Korach took. Rashi brings down from Chazal. Bring down from the Medrash Tanchuma, famous Medrash, that what happened with Korach, he came to Moshe Rabbeinu and he said, very logical explanation, he came over, says Rashi, he brings down from the Medrash, that he says, Moshe, I have a question for you. If you have Tala Shekula Mintcheles, Chayeves Betzitzis Obetura, if you have a talis that has Tcheles, like we were talking about last week, the end of the Parsha Shlach, Betzitzis, Gemara Menachis, 613 mitzvahs, gavaldik. But if you have it fully blue, do you need to put on tcheles? Says Moshe Rabbeinu, chayeves. Yeah, you got to put on tcheles. Hitchil with Sloikalov. Lesachikalov. He started laughing. And he said, is this possible? Come on. Why would you need to put Tcheles on? The whole thing is Tcheles. And Rashi doesn't bring down, but another Medrash, if you have so many Sfarim, everything in the house, do you need to put a mezuzah on the doorway? And Moshe said, yeah, of course. And he said, what do you mean? You have Sfarim. Why would you need to put a mezuzah on the doorway? And lastly, the Medrash says, Korach, you know what Korach took? Korach saw Parah Aduma. And since he saw Parah Aduma, that made him start a fight with Moshe Rabbeinu. What? What's the theme here? What is Korach getting at? What is Moshe responding to Korach? On a deeper level, what's going on? Question two. Question three. We know that the whole thing happens, the fight, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron versus Korach. And Korach has a lot of tainus. He says, listen, I don't get it. He says, in Pasuk Gimel, the whole nation is Kaddish. So why do you exalt yourself on the congregation of Hashem? And what happened? Did Moshe say anything? And he fell on his face. What's the give and take here? And furthermore, we'll call it 3B, even though it's not 3B. But we'll call it 3B, is that we know that they had the whole test, and then they had the ketores, the incense, and the earth opened up. Mishnah Pirkei Avos says in Parakeh that the earth opened up, and it swallowed them up, and there was ketores. Why the use of ketores? And then we use the ketores again to save. There was a whole craziness going on in all of Klal Yisrael, and then ketores came and saved. Save the day. Why specifically Ketores? What's Ketores? And why at the end, when we are trying to show that Aaron was the Kohen Gadol, Hashem did a sign, he did a miracle, that he had this stick, and it started blossoming, and it was blossoming fruits and blooming. I love that, blooming. And then the almonds came out. And asked the Rashbam, normally, when something is sprouting out and there's flowers and the blossoms fall off and then there's a fire, what's this all about? What's the deeper meaning? So again, we have a lot to do, a lot of yesoidis. We're going to try to put it all together. Again, question one, Pirkei Avos, Parakei, Mishnah Chof. What does it mean that Shalol L'Shem Shemayim is Korach Ve'Adaso? It's not parallel. Hillel and Shammai, seemingly they fought in Torah, and Hillel versus Shammai, and Korach, it should be versus Moshe, and it's Ve'Adaso. Furthermore, what's all these Midrashim, Ve'Yikach Korach, that he took the Tzitzis, and the Tcheles, and then another Medrash that he took Parah Aduma, and all the Svarim, what's that all about? And what was Moshe Rabbeinu's reaction? And why specifically the Ketores, and the Amin, the beautiful the Shkedim, the Amin by Aaron HaKohen, to show that he was really the Kohen Gadol. So what's it all about? Comes along the Malbim, and the Malbim gives us the answer to question one, which is it's gonna all intertwine. We're going to try to make it intertwine. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's just a separate Dvar Torah, but I'm trying to put it all together. But we're going to try to make it all intertwined. So comes along the Malbim, and the Malbim says that really it was Korach Ve'Adaso, but it's parallel. Why? What's Machlokas? What is a dispute? L'Shem Shamayim? What does it mean, L'Shem Shamayim? So if Hillel and Shammai are arguing about a halachic topic, and Hillel says that it's mutter, and Shammai says that it's aser, and they're fighting it out, really, the Gemara tells us in Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel, Elu V'Elu, Divrei Elokim Chayim, that even though, right, that little, the student says, Rebbe, you're going to tell me that they're saying this, they're agreeing, one is saying it's allowed, and one is saying that it's not allowed. What are you telling me? That they're not saying, they're not agreeing. What are you saying? Comes along the great Malbim, comes along the Maral, and they say, no, because when Hillel and Shammai were looking at it, they were looking at a different... If someone asks you, what is making the tree? What's making the tree grow? So someone might say, it's the seed. And someone might say, it's the water. And someone might say, it's the photosynthesis. They're getting fancy. Or someone might say, it's the sun. But they're all looking at a different angle. So just because someone says mutter asur, they're looking at a different lens. But it's all the Shem Shemayim. That they're doing it for the Ribbono Shel Olam. They're doing it for Hashem. But what was the whole Korach and Moshe? It was Korach ve'adaso. It was Korach going against all his other men because they wanted one thing. They wanted kavod. They wanted that honor. Running after the honor. And as we know, the Mishnah tells us in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Chof Ches, Hakina v'ataiva v'akavod, motzino somin ha'olam, literally, when you're running after the taiva, desire, lust, v'akavod, running after that kavod. And the worst thing in the world is to be jealous of someone, which could lead to machlokas, which could lead to the whole community falling apart. And machlokas is so terrible. The Arizal says, the Torah tells us in Dvarim, my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, Perek Dezayin Posuches, Ki Palei Mimcha Davar L'Meshpat. We're talking about all the different judgment, Ben Dam L'Dam, from blood and blood, Ben Din L'Din, between different judgment, Nega L'Nega, between different areas of Negev, Tzaras, V'divrei Rivot Bisharecha. But it's coming from the fighting Bisharecha. It comes along the Arizal. And the Arizal quotes an amazing Medrash. The Medrash says that the angels are very confused. If you look in this Pasuk, Ben Dam L'Dam, Ben Din L'Din, they say, I don't get it. We know that the Torah tells us in Vayikra, Perek Tezayin Yud Gimel, that we have a halacha, that when you do shechita, when you shech birds, you have to cover the earth. The idea of kisui ha'afar, you have to cover it. But says the angels, I don't get it. After the Chorban, you're not only just caring about the covering of the dirt, Klal Yisrael is running freely. They're just all over the place. Their Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Says the angels, I have more contradictions. It says in Perek Yudalet Pasuk Lamed Vav that the Kohen should go into the house and he should make sure that when there's Saras, all the Kalim should go out because we don't want the Kalim to get affected. And at the same time, we see that the Beis HaMikdash, the Kalim were destroyed. It doesn't make sense. Furthermore, in Vayikra, Perek Beis Pasuk Aleph, it says that you're not as halacha. Gemara and Chulin goes at length about it, that you're not allowed to slaughter a shechta, a cow, with the offspring. That's a halakha, that you're not allowed to do it on the same day. Says the Malachim, but it doesn't make sense, because we know Chana and her children were all killed on the same day. All these contradictions, Hashem. And then Hashem turns to the Malachim, and he says, you know why? Because the end of the Pasuk, Rivos Bisharecha, there was fighting amongst the gates. It's not a contradiction. When you're fighting, and when there's machlaikas, that affects everything. Everyone asks, it doesn't make sense. Rashi brings down this week's parsha. How come the little children, what did they do wrong? We normally know that you get killed if a person, he's chayav bidei shamayim, 20. And bar mitzvah for bidei adam, for doing things in this world, bidei shamayim, things bidei shemayim than Hashem. So why were the children affected? So Rav Asher Weiss says beautifully, you know why? Because since machlokes took over, Korach took over, all he wanted was the kavod. So therefore the whole community was affected, and it was going to even affect the children. So therefore even the children had to die. So what's the pshat? If a person gets into fights, and things are not, they're fighting, there's a machlokes. So, who's it affecting? So on a simple level, it's affecting him and that person, ben adam lechavero. But we know that it's affecting someone bigger. It's not just affecting them. Just like a parent never wants their children to fight. So when Claudius, or when people are fighting, it's affecting the father. It's affecting the Ribbono Shalom. It affects Ben Adam L'Makom. Hashem says, you're going to fight? You're going to fight amongst yourselves? It's affecting me. And I don't want it to affect me. That was the fight of Korach. Korach came and he said, I'm going to start a fight with Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi brings down, Rashi says, we spoke about last year a little, that, listen, Shmuel came out of Korach. But again, he was fighting with Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Anav, the greatest leader, what Moshe Rabbeinu did for Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu was a Spakler Mi'ira, which he was clear, it was clear as day, it was Panim El Panim, he spoke to Hashem, you're fighting the greatest leader. But it says Rashi, in Pasuk Zion, what caused him? Says Rashi, Eino Hitato, his eye. What do you mean? Says Rameir Shapiro, the one who founded Daf Yomi. Eino Hitato, we have two eyes. No, his eye of gaiva, his eye of arrogance, that I deserve it. It doesn't make sense, because he was going after the Kovid. But it was him and his whole Adoso. Says the Malbim, it's parallel. Hillel and Shammai were fighting. They're really on the same side. It looks like they were fighting, but it was L'shem Shamayim, to get to the truth of the Torah. But said Korach ve'Adoso, they were fighting also together. But they were fighting against each other. It wasn't against Korach versus Moshe. It was Korach ve'Adoso, because it was all about their own personal covet. And that breaks the relationship with man, and that breaks the relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. They say, quick story, I'm so much tired, they're so much juiced up. They tell a quick story that a father, he had two children that are living far away. And the father lived near the youngest son, the third son, and he said, I'm going to fly you in, I'm gonna take care of you, you're going to come in for the last chasen of the family, it's going to be amazing. And he turned to the oldest son, who was the leader of the house, and he was very wealthy. And he said, listen, you, everything you need, get it, get all the gowns and the whole thing, and you're traveling, but I have one thing, is that take care of your middle brother. He's not as wealthy as you. He's not as polished as you. Take care of him. Make sure that you give him what he needs. And the older brother did what he did, you know, threw it down, and he got all this different stuff, and it was awesome, and he took care of the middle brother. He got to the wedding. The older brother got to the wedding, and, the big cars and the fancy cars, and he got, you know, he's more of a push it of person, and he came out there in a car. And at the end, you know, the father was covering all expenses, you know, when someone else covering expenses, you can do what you need to do. So he turns to his dad and he's like, okay, dad, listen, it just cost me a lot of money. Got on my credit card, you know, I got some miles, you know, but still, I have a lot of cash I just lent out, you know. So the father turns to him and he's like, no, I'm not giving you a penny. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, I gave you one thing. I told you, take care of your brother. He's like, I took care. He's like, you didn't take care of your brother. How come you showed up in a stretched limousine and your brother showed up in a little horse and buggy? You take care of him. Achdus. Achdus. Take care. But we're saying even more than that. Stay away from machlokes. We see so many chazals. So many chazals that show us that when a person is involved in machlokes, as we spoke about a couple of weeks ago in Parshas Noso, with Birchas Kohanim, so dear to me, my father, and the whole Gans Mishpachuks for Kohanim. But the whole idea is Shalom, and we have Kedusha, is about Shalom, everything in our Shmona Esrei, all we talk about is Sim Shalom, we want peace, the last bracha, because it's nothing stands without peace. The Medrash tells us in Bamidbar Rabba Yates Beis, the Medrash says that we know David HaMelech, he lost some wars. Says the Medrash, you know why they lost wars? Because they spoke Lashon Hara. They spoke Lashon Hara against themselves. But Achav, the evil Achav, he did Avodah Zarah. But he was he made sure that his soldiers didn't speak Lashon Hara, and they won many more wars. Why? Because there was peace. Another example, the generation of the Mabul. They did Gezel. They went against one another. And we know, Hamas, bad things happened to them. and the Mea Mabul, the whole world was destroyed. But then you have Bavel. Torah tells us, Bereishis, Yud Aleph Aleph, there was one language. And nothing happened. They were together. Even though there was the Dor Ha, right, the Dor Ha Mabul, but they were together. Even though they went against Hashem, they were together. And things, better things came out for them. We see how strong Machlokes is. That a person needs to stay away from Machlokes. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Anav Me'od Mikol Adam. As we read about a couple weeks parshas before, Moshe Rabbeinu realized what was going on, and he realized that Korach was only after the Kavod, and he didn't know what to do. But Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the greatest Anav, Rav Asher Weiss says beautifully, one of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, that it says, Anav Me'od Mikol Ha'adam. Adam, Aleph, is Avraham. David for Dalid, and Mem is Moshe. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Anav Mikol Adam. And you know what Moshe did when he saw what was going on? He pulled up Hanav. He just shut his mouth. He didn't say anything. Separated himself. Or bam, Josh was talking about going on. What Moshe Rabbeinu was, what Korach started, and he was starting so much trouble. By Yipol Al Panov, Rabbein Bechai says, Tachnun, we like Tachnun, Makor for Tachnun. But he was an Anav, realizing, I'm just going to be quiet. Anything I say, he's going to come and fight against me more. I'm just going to stay away from him. I'm just going to be quiet. By Yipol Al Panov, I'm just going to dive into things will be better. It's very interesting that the claim that Korach came, maybe the claim that when Korach came, he said, what did he say? Kulam Kedoshim, we're all holy. Ubesochem Hashem. Those are good. They are. Everyone's holy in Klal Yisrael. Mamlechus Kohanim Begoy Kadosh. But what was the root? What happened? Umadua Titnasu Al Kal Hashem. Why do you exalt yourself over the congregation of Hashem? From Jonathan Sachs, the great Rav. My father often tells me over different Torah. Beautiful, he writes. Beautiful, he has so many svarim, lessons in leadership. And he talks about the difference between the leadership that pyramids, the Egyptians used to create pyramids. And we know that there's a hierarchy, it would go up and it would be narrow on top. Why was that? Because there was a social class. There was a hierarchy. The king. The king was in charge. The Egyptian pyramids, it would go up. And he writes beautifully that the menorah is the opposite. The menorah was wide on top. It goes up, wide, narrow on the bottom, wide on top. Because leadership, Jewish leadership, is not about being the most important. Jewish leadership is about realizing your role. Moshe Rabbeinu realizing his role and then building the nation. That's what it's all about. That's what Jewish leadership is. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ein melech below am. You can't have a king without a nation. And Moshe Rabbeinu realized that if he wants to be a leader, he's going to pump the Jewish nation. He quotes Martin Luther King, the great Martin Luther King, that what's being great, You know how you could be great? Because you're able to serve something. You're able to serve. And we believe, obviously, that we could serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. He quotes C.S. Lewis. Ah! Chachmas Goyim. Beautiful. Unbelievable. He says, you know what humility is? Humility is, it's not thinking less of yourself, but it's thinking of yourself less. Not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. And that was the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayipol Al Panav. He was an Eved Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was the great. 18 times in Tanakh it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was an Eved Hashem. And he had something to serve because he was serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Egyptians, they were the kings and they felt they were in charge. And that's all what Korach wanted. He wanted the covet. He wanted to be in charge. But it wasn't L'Shem Shemayim. It wasn't for the Ribbono Shel Olam. It was for himself. It was for his own honor. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Anav Mikol Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Anav that ever lived because he was serving Eved Hashem. He was an Eved of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So what's this Medrash? Wow, we have so many Chazals. What's this Medrash? What happened here? Korach saw the tzitzis and he said it's all blue. I don't think I should have a blue string. What was that all about? Comes along with Soloveitchik and his famous art. I heard my father-in-law, Rabbi Alan Schwartz, speak about it before also. It's very famous. Look at Google it. Common Sense Rebellion. Comes along the Rav. And the Rav says that you know what Korach was all about. Korach, he had common sense. His svara, his logic was good. If you have a whole room of svarim and Sifri Kodesh and Torahs, why do you need a mezuzah? His logic was good. But not everything is based on logic. Common sense rebellion. What was that message with Parah Aduma, next week's Parsha, I heard to show this week. We don't understand it. Maybe there's some reason, but step one is we don't understand it. Why don't we understand it? Because we're not Hashem. It's beyond us. Yeah, we have Torah and we have mitzvahs and we serve the Rebbeinu Shalom to the best of our ability. But we're serving the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's what it's all about. And we don't fully understand everything. We're limited. We're fine. The Rebbeinu Shalom is in charge. He's the one in charge of this whole world. And Korach didn't get that. Says the Rav. You know what? That, so like we spoke about last week, that the whole idea is that tzitzis represents the strings, the mitzvahs, and the emunah. Korach just felt, it's not, no, you don't need all of them. You don't need it. Just believe, that's all. Have techeles. No. You need both. He believed in the common sense rebellion. Everything makes sense. And we know we're living in this corona era. Bez Hashem. In a couple of years from now, in a couple of months from now, we'll look back and be like, wow, that was crazy. But we don't understand it. In just a couple of months, the whole economy, the whole world is a different world. Crazy, we don't get it. But it's that we're at Avdei Hashem, we still have to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom and do what we can, daven and do what we can. And the Parah Aduma, where we don't have reasoning, we just do because it's a chok, that's what Hashem says. That is the greatest avdus. When I don't understand something, and I still go for it, because I have a creator. I do my mitzvos, but I have a metzaveh, I have someone that's telling me what to do. The Rebbeinu Shalom. So what is Ketores about? Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Gimel, that finally the Ketores, which killed the 250, the earth swallowed them up, and Ketores killed them. But then the Torah tells us that the Ketores stopped, that there was a kapara, right? The Pasuk tells us in Perek Yizayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayikach Aaron, Kasher Diber Moshe. And what happens? Vayitena ta Ketores, Vayikaper Al Ha'am. And he put the Ketores, on the Am. Comes along with Usher Weiss and gives two explanations why specifically the Ketores. He says, one, that if you look in Devarim, it says, Yasimu Ketores Ba'pecha, that they shall place the Ketores. And if you take the letters of each and every Pasuk in Devarim, Yasimu Yud, Ketores, Kuf, Ba'pecha, you have Yabak, which is Gematria, Yudke, Vavke, and Elokim. And we know the Medrash tells us in Shmos Rabbah, Paragimol, Medrash Vav, that says that we have Elohim and Hashem. Elohim is strict judgment and Hashem is mercy. So how do you use Ketores? So sometimes if you misuse the Ketores, like a Nadav and Aviu, then you're going to get Midas Adin. But if you use Ketores as a kapara, as an atonement, then the Ketores is going to be a good thing. As the Gemara tells us in Tainus and not Vav, that anything in life, you could use it as good or bad. You could learn Torah and just try to be like the smartest person in the world. That's not great. Or you could use Torah to connect to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's what Torah is about, says the Gemara. You could use anything, as we all know. Anything in life, you could use for good or for bad. And that's the one message of the Ketores, that Korach misused his Chochmah. Says of Asher Weiss, another idea, and we know the Gemara tells us in Krisus and Avavim Ebeis, that the Ketores, 11 it had incense, and one of them was a very bad smelling incense. And still we put it all together. This is the fix-up for the sin of the of Korach. Is that even if you have someone that's not such a good person, he's a good person, but he's maybe not... I'm trying to fix what I just said. He's a good person, but he's just not doing what he's supposed to be doing. He gets himself in a good seabor, and people accept him, and they put them together, and it could be good. Because the way you fight against machlaikas is by accepting. And there's going to be sometimes people are going to have different opinions. We all look differently. We all think differently. And we can't always think that we're right about everything. It's very important. We think we're always right. So we have to realize we have to be more accepting. And that's the Ketores, the acceptance. And lastly, and then we'll put it all together, what was this staff about? What was this staff by Aaron HaKohen? So we know that Reb Moshe Feinstein gives one explanation of why was the flowers there. The flowers should have fallen off. And then just have the almonds. Says Reb Moshe, beautiful, because there was hard work. We don't just look, like we spoke about that Chafetz Chaim, that a yid is not just about the outcome. It's about the hard work. And Aaron worked on himself, and he had to deal with machlokes, always shalom deroidev shalom. And still it was hard work, and he worked on his midos. So we're showing that that staff, that stick, is not just about the outcome of the almond. The almond's important, which we'll talk about. But it's also the hard work of the flowers. That's one idea. Another idea is that there's two dimensions. There's obviously the Kohen Gadol, the garments of the Kohen Gadol, the eight garments. The Gemara tells us in Zvachim and Daf Peches that every single one of them is a different arm. The robe was the idea of fixing up Lashis. The crown was to stop yourself from being so brazen. The belt was to stop yourselves for impure thoughts. So many different things. So the flower, the inside, the hard work is there, the blossoming is the Tikkun HaMidos, and then the outcome, because the Kohen Gadol, the Kohanim, L'chavod u'Tifares, was for glory, representing the Ribbono Shel Olam, kingship, beauty, representing Klal Yisrael. So you need both. You know what Korach thought? Korach thought, I want the Kohen Gadol, I deserve it, it's not fair. I only want the outer. I only want the big day kahuna. And we turn to a Korach and we say it's not just about the outer. Outer also. There's something about outer also, obviously. But it's the inner. It's the blossoming. It's the fruits. It's not just about the almonds. It's both. So Korach, it's not just about the outside. It's not just about the covet, running after the covet and starting machlekes. But it's about working yourself inside. And that's what happened here, just to sum up. Korach v'Hadassah, all he wanted was covet. He wanted machlekes. We see how great Shalom is and how so many things are destroyed because of machlekes. Korach thought it was all about himself. But Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayipol al panov, and he realized that he has to get rid of this. This is crazy. Korach, what he's doing to Klal Yisrael. It has to be out of here. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest anov, because he was an Eved Hashem. And being an Eved Hashem, I don't fully understand, as Rav Soloveitchik said, the common sense rebellion. Korach, some of his arguments were logical. But being an Eved Hashem is not just doing what you want, because that's your kavod. But doing what for Hashem, like that father. Because when his children are fighting, he's also praying. And we're trying to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Ketores shows that you have something that can be used however you use it. That's how it's going to be used. If you use it improperly, like Nodav Avihu, it will be bad. If you use it improperly, like the 250 people with Karach, it will be bad. But if you use the Ketores as in a good way, then it will be a kapara at the end of the parsha. And that's what the Gemara that says, we get all Klal Yisrael together, acceptance of people, realizing that everyone could be great. And lastly, that almond tree. Because you got to push. It's not just about the outside, it's also the inside. As Ramesha says, also the amelus. The more we work on ourselves, the more we bring shalom into this world and bring Klal Yisrael closer and closer, we'll fix up that sin of the Karach and we'll realize, wow, how great Klal Yisrael is. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.